A word for you from Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Israel had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years for the Messiah, for their king. One would expect great joy to burst forth from these chief priests and scribes, these leaders of the people, those who knew the scriptures so accurately that they could tell King Herod that the Christ child was born in Bethlehem, not in Jerusalem. You see, the wise men had come from the east, and they had marched straight into Jerusalem instead of following the star to Bethlehem. They just presumed the Christ child must be born in Jerusalem. It is the city of kings. And the Bible says in verse 3, When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And so he inquired now from the people that he knew would have the knowledge about the scriptures and where the prophecy would be fulfilled. And they, without any hesitation, said, In Bethlehem. And then they quoted the exact scripture, which is taken from the Old Testament, from Micah, where it mentions exactly where he was to be born. They knew. Amazingly, they didn't go there. They should have surely gone then with the wise men to worship Jesus in Bethlehem. But no, they stayed put, and they were to be a constant harassment to Jesus Christ right until his death, and afterwards, and today, because we might be the modern Pharisees, the modern chief priests and scribes, who have the knowledge but have no life. Jesus is not in the heart. Yes, he is somewhere else, and we refuse to go and worship him. Yes, we enjoy the spectacle of Christmas. We love the Christmas tree. We like to receive presents. We like the atmosphere, and perhaps many other things that go with the sins of Christmas. But have we got the life? Jesus came to give us life, and that abundantly. Have you got that, or do you only have the knowledge?